Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org. Mike.
Yo.
What do you like best about working with me?
Well, it's not exactly what I like the best. It's what I like the most.
Yeah!
There it is.
I like the most is the
That's
most.
An intro.
But I think
we have Howard Dean in the studio.
Yeah, I think it's your willingness to share your red light district experiences. That just has to be its own blog. Rachel gives reviews of red light districts. I found it off-putting and the German ladies mean. So who's up first with the most, the stories of the
I'll
most
I'll take
email.
Control of this
yes,
from
go
the
ahead,
control.
Trisha.
This is Trisha, the editrix. You know, I checked Google Trends this morning, and right up there in the top was the name Keone Kai Lucas. I'd never heard of this person. It turns out he was a surfer from born and raised in Hawaii, son of famous surfer Jimmy Lucas, apparently well-beloved in the surfing community. And the reason he's in Google Trends today is he passed away about a month ago. He was in a car accident in Los Angeles, where I think he'd been living in order to pursue an acting career. So I was trying to figure out why he was on the list today. I found a post on somebody's blog saying that apparently there was a memorial service in Hawaii for him yesterday. About 150 friends and family gathered to celebrate his life. So Keone Kai Lucas, he was a surfer himself, aspiring actor, and beloved in Hawaii.
And you have another.
Yes, I have another one. This was not as high up, but it leaped right off the page at me. The name Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yes.
You know,
it
gotta
always
love Charles
does.
Nelson Reilly.
Always leaps
Why
off.
On
did
earth?
It leap with a?
I can't really do it as well, but the search has spiked at 9 o'clock, so I sent out an email immediately. Someone tell me why people were searching for Charles Nelson Reilly at 9 p.m. Eastern last night. Matt Martinez knew the answer. Apparently NBC aired a Saturday Night Live Best of Alec Baldwin, and he had once been on their Inside the Actors Studio sketch playing Charles Nelson Reilly. So there's a convergence of two of my favorite things, Alec Baldwin and Charles Nelson Reilly. So we have a little clip of his impersonation.
Once we were taping Match Game 75, Nipsey Russell, Brett Summers, and I, and we were hanging out at Gene Rayburn's house, and Nipsey said, Charles, where does the joy come from? And I said, it comes from my blank, and it blanks from my blank. And Betty White laughed so hard her boob fell out.
And there for me, my cup runneth over. A Betty White reference makes any day
I know,
better.
Trish,
and Match Game.
Trish, you can take the rest of the day off. My
I
God,
know. I
everything
gotta
came together for you on that one.
You know, Betty White is a screensaver. Oh, I love that. I love your forensics, too, your sleuthing. Jeannie, what do you have?
That is a hard act
yes,
to
it is.
Follow.
Good luck,
but, okay, what came between LSD in the 1950s and mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, which apparently shamans have incorporated into their rituals
for
centuries? A double
Grateful Dead album recorded at the Fillmore West?
Absinthe, that 19th century hallucinogen. And there has been mysteries shrouded around what exactly was causing those hallucinations, which made France ban. Absinthe in the very early 20th century. And now those mysteries have been debunked. Mm-hmm. It was long thought that the herb wormwood, which has a chemical called thujon in it, was causing these hallucinations. But no. New research out from the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry says those side effects, hallucinations, some not so pretty, tics, dementia, numbness, were just old-fashioned alcoholism and possibly toxic compounds from faulty distilleries.
That's not as nearly as cool as wormwood.
It wasn't alcoholism, it was just alcohol. It's basically just if you drink anything that strong, you're going to see some things.
Some effects. And that we should say that's most emailed on Yahoo.
Most emailed on Yahoo. Thanks for
catching. There you go.
What else is the most emailed
Speaking
on
Yahoo,
Yahoo, Dan?
I got a most emailed from Yahoo News. Americans unload prized belongings to make ends meet. This is actually kind of a grim sign of the state of the economy. A scan of Craigslist, interesting enterprise story here on the AP, basically turning up a lot of people selling valuable and prized possessions, not just to make money, not for spring cleaning, but because they need gas money or they need to pay the bills. There's one teenager in Georgia put up a post selling some stuff saying her mother lost her job, and the post pleads, please buy anything you can to help out. Another seller in Milwaukee put up a diamond engagement ring to help pay bills.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be a skeptic. I don't know. If Yahoo doesn't have the answer, you might not have the answer. But people sell things all the time. And maybe a little sob story will you know, inspire other people to buy them. How do they know that what the cause and effect is, or is this all anecdotal?
Well, there's two things. Okay. First of all, a lot of these posts are specifically saying, and they interviewed some of the people making these sales, and they said, like, this woman selling a tea kettle that her grandmother gave her. My grandmother raised me, so it hurt. We've had bouts here and there, but we always got by. This time it's different. Then they have Craigslist CEO Jeff Buckmaster acknowledging the increasing popularity of selling all sorts of items on the web, but he said the rate of growth is, quote, moving above the usual trend line. And he also said he was amazed at the desperate tone in some ads.
Okay, I guess I'll buy it.
All right.
Mike, what do you have to share?
Although if you say, you know, little advice to these people, if you show your desperation, you're not going to get the highest price possible.
It is not.
You're going to be like, look, I got a tea kettle. That doesn't really mean much to me. You know, make me an offer.
It's not a recommended negotiating strategy.
This is the number one story and the number two story on the BostonGlobe.com under two different headlines. I guess different editions had different headlines. This story about Kelly Pedroia, who is the wife of the very popular Boston Red Sox player Dustin Pedroia. She has an anti-tanning message. We just felt pasty and gross from the winters, says Kelly Pedroia, who grew up in Chicago. So at 14, which is too young, she started tanning. She would summer in a backdoor pool. She went spring break, always tanning. And then when she was 18, she was diagnosed with stage 2 melanoma. At 24, which is how old she is now, she joined the Melanoma Foundation of New England as a volunteer spokeswoman. And she says she's Exhibit A when warning teens of the dangers of tanning. She also went to Arizona State University, where she met Dustin, where tanning goes on. Now, what I thought was really interesting about this, obviously, someone as high profile as that is going to give it a lot of attention. But I said, wait a minute, Red Sox wife, melanoma? I remembered that Curt Schilling, the former Red Sox pitcher, his wife, Shonda Schilling.
He's still a Red Sox pitcher.
Oh, yeah, he's still a Red Sox pitcher.
Yes,
right.
His wife.
Current and former. His wife, Shonda Schilling. He's on the DL. That's why I got confused.
Hurry, the dramatic buildup.
And is a skin cancer awareness person. They have something called the Shade Foundation for the prevention and detection of skin cancer. What are all these Red Sox players doing with these wives? I think they get tan, attract the Red Sox player,
Then they move to Boston where they'll never see the sun again.
And then they'd be like, "You other ladies, you other ladies, better stay out of the sun,
right?
Because we got our men." All right, that is my extremely cynical and possibly offensive. They're doing a good thing, and all this tanning is out of control. And you know what we need? We need a professional baseball player to say, I'm marrying a pasty girl because I'm taking a stand. And that is the most. We put all these links to our stories on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park.